opinions expressed on ACB Media are those of the content creators and should not be assumed to reflect product endorsements or the views of the American Council of the Blind, its elected officials, or its staff. Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallan. Miami's Community News reports that a benefit concert is coming up. The show is hosted by American Heritage Schools and the Lighthouse of Broward in Florida. The event is called Heroes. Heroes is a benefit auction and concert for the blind and visually impaired. Heroes will be featuring singer Mitch Franco. American Heritage Schools CEO Dr. Douglas Laurie and Lighthouse of Broward President and CEO Ellen Drotzer join us to talk about the concert. Mitch Franco was going to join us, but due to unforeseen circumstances, he couldn't join us today. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Glad you're all here. Let's go around the room. Tell us about yourselves.
My name is Douglas Laurie. I'm president of American Heritage Schools, and we're the largest college preparatory schools in the United States with about 5,200 students between our two campuses, one in Broward County, Florida, and one in Palm Beach County, Florida. And we have the great distinction of, you know, being the number one private school in the United States in National Merit Scholars, math competition, science research, amongst other things. But one of the things that we're really proud of is our statement of knowledge, integrity, and compassion. And our work with the Lighthouse of Broward really falls in line with compassion and, of course, knowledge, you know, knowledge of working with visually impaired people and getting to understand and perhaps empathize with them, as well as the compassion part, working with them, raising money for them, and helping them in any way we can, and getting the students involved in helping people who are visually impaired so they can help better the world. And that's, you know, one of the great missions of our schools. As a matter of fact, I think we're the, out of all companies in South Florida, we're the 12th most charitable company in all of South Florida. And there's a lot of big companies in South Florida. So thank you for having us on your show, Brian. I appreciate it.
All right, next.
Hi, Brian. I'm Ellen Drotzer, president of the Lighthouse of Broward. And we have the distinction of being one of the larger CRPs in the state of Florida. We serve roughly 2,500 people a year. And we are very proud to be a part in partnership with Dr. Laurie and American Heritage on this fine benefit concert.
Nice to have you all here. Dr. Laurie, what sparked the idea for the Heroes concert?
Well, it's that's a good question. The McCullough family, who are former parents of our school, both their children graduated, great kids. Scott McCullough, whose son is visually impaired, that was a student here and graduated from our pre-law program and is now going to law school, is visually impaired. And we all put our heads together, my wife, his wife, Scott McCullough, and Beth McCullough. We all put our heads together and said, how can we help the Lighthouse of Broward? So we came up with the idea of the Heroes event, and we got our pre-med and our pre-engineering involved also. Those are two programs that we're very proud of for aspiring doctors and engineers. And they've, you know, created all sorts of cool ideas to help the visually impaired, also help raise money for the visually impaired through the Lighthouse of Broward. So that's kind of how it got started. Good question.
And we got an auction here. Ellen, what items can people bid on?
Well, at the event, we've curated an impressive array of auction items, including a luxurious 7-night cruise on Holland American. Yeah, very exciting. We have exclusive VIP packages to the Riptide Musical Festival, and really just a selection of other remarkable getaways and experience packages. These offerings are promised to be unforgettable, and they're really opportunities for our supporters to contribute to our cause while enjoying some incredible prizes.
Where's that cruise to?
That cruise is to, I believe, anywhere in the continental. Jose, do you want to chime in on that? I believe it's anywhere in the United States, outside, right outside the United States.
Is the Mexico Riviera and the Caribbean. Yes.
Ah, that's a different one.
Yes, Jose, can you tell us about yourself for a little bit since you're just coming on for the first time?
Thank you so much. My name is Jose Lopez Mazo. I'm the Vice President of Development. I'm blind since 2000. I'm here with my guide dog. And at the same time, I'm a very proud American heritage parent as well.
Yes, and thank you for filling in for us, Jose. So, wow, this cruise sounds exciting. Who's the auctioneer going to be?
So our auctioneer for the event will be none other than Whitney Dutton. Whitney Dutton is a familiar face in this community. He's also deeply committed to our cause. With years of his dedication under his belt, Whitney served as an auctioneer for us before, and notably for our esteemed event, Dining in the Dark. And his passion and expertise make him the perfect choice to lead our auction at the Heroes event. I'm sure he's going to be incredibly engaging and successful, and he'll get everybody involved.
So, Ellen, what does the Lighthouse of Broward do?
Yeah, so we stand as a beacon of support for the visually impaired community here in Broward County. Through our comprehensive services or our rehabilitation services, we provide life skills training and employment opportunities. And the Lighthouse empowers individuals who are blind or visually impaired to achieve greater independence, productivity, and dignity. It serves as a vital resource here in our local community. We're the only nonprofit that serves the community. And our main objective is to maximize independence. Super proud of our mission. We just celebrated our 50-year anniversary.
Excellent. This is very exciting, and the funds, are going to be raised for the Lighthouse from this concert. Dr.
Oh,
Roy,
yeah.
what food can attendees enjoy during this evening show?
The food you said? I'm sorry.
Yeah, food.
Oh, we've got probably about gosh, my I think our catering is probably about $20,000 of really extravagant appetizers and open bar. So it should be a lovely time.
Lots of hors d'oeuvres and drinks. So,
For
why are
sure.
the guests all encouraged to dress in roaring 20s attire? Can you give us some examples of
Yeah,
that kind
sure,
of wardrobe?
absolutely. Well, our singer, Mitch, is a really great nightclub singer and kind of sounds like Frank Sinatra, but a much
Okay.
younger Frank Sinatra. He's very talented. He's actually an incredible guitarist, but we're going to make it like a Rory's 20s speakeasy. And so that's why we're encouraging people to dress like that. So we're going to make it a lot of fun. And kind of give that as a theme. So last year it was like a rock and roll theme with Journey. 1 year we had an opera singer. So, we try to jazz it up each year.
If this goes well, what may you do for next year?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think between Miss Strotzer and Jose Lopez and everybody else, we'll think of something creative.
How
But
many people?
I guess if this was a real one, if this is a real one, or maybe we'll do a repeat. I don't know.
How many people show up at the event typically?
I'd say a few hundred. Yeah, at each
Wow.
event, yeah.
Amazing. This is exciting.
It's also important to highlight that besides the performer from Mitch Franco, also American Heritage students perform on the event.
Oh,
We have
yes.
orchestra dances as well.
Yeah, good point, Mr. Lopez, because we do have one of the best fine arts programs in the country, and our students are not your typical high school students who are singing and dancing. I mean, they are kids who are going to NYU School of Tisch or Juilliard. I mean, these are, the next big stars. So, I mean, it'll be quite incredible.
And we're super proud of our partnership with American Heritage, Brian, throughout the year, not just this benefit concert. But there's a lot of opportunity for the heritage students and our blind and visually impaired students to interact and collaborate and work together on various things. The students do a lot of volunteering at our events, and so it's really provided a wonderful opportunity to learn from both sides of the house.
All right, that's great. Dr. Laurie, You got to tell us a little bit more about American Heritage Schools and how they are set apart from other schools, even other private schools. I can tell you guys are pretty elite.
We are. Some of the best academics, if not the best academics in the country, but we also excel in the fine arts and we're incredible in athletics too. So we're kind of firing on all pistons. But the nice thing too, I think that people appreciate as far as our schools are concerned, that sets us apart, although we're in such a high echelon academically, you know, as far as any schools in the United States, we're not a snobby school. So, and what I mean by that is we aren't one of these schools that, I would say we're very inclusive. We have people from all different nationalities, races, ethnicities, religions. And, you know, I think that's one of the thing that people really like about American Heritage. When their children come here, they're exposed to people of all different socioeconomic statuses because we've got a great financial aid program. Any employee of our school, their children go here for free. So we really try to help out people who normally can't afford to live here, but we're also kind of like a little United Nations. You know, I think we have 60 different countries represented at our schools. The other thing that people like is that we're a tuition-only school. So, you know, of course, for employees, they don't pay tuition. But for people who are not employees who do obviously pay tuition, that's all we will ever charge them is a tuition. We do not have fundraisers. We do not ask for donations. We give donations. And what I mean by that is we give to the Lighthouse of Broward. We give to a lot of other great charities. So we're a tuition-only school. And as a matter of fact, we don't have a board. You know, a lot of schools, you know, they're controlled by a board. Here, we're just controlled by educators. So the pitfall of schools with boards is, you know, you'll have a board of parents who are not necessarily educators telling the headmaster what to do. And then also a lot of private schools, you'll have people who are big donors telling the parents what to do. I mean, I'm sorry, telling the school what to do, which does not happen in our school because it's tuition only. We don't accept donations or ask for donations. So, you know, you don't have a parent who, let's say hypothetically, is a billionaire that comes in and says, you know, you need to do what I tell you to do because I gave X amount of millions of dollars to you. That doesn't happen with us, you know. So we're going to treat Bill Gates the same way as we would treat any other parent here, you know, with respect, but not unfairly to everybody else. Does that make sense?
Now, as being a private school, is there a tough admissions process? Do they have to dress in like uniforms? Do they have to even like really, really, really do super well academically to get through and graduate?
Yes, there is uniforms here at our schools. We like the uniforms because, you know, it doesn't separate the haves and have nots that a lot of schools have that don't have uniforms. You know, you might have somebody who can't afford a certain type of dress and some that cannot. So it just makes things easier. It's also better for school security because you can recognize quite effectively who belongs here and who doesn't, right? So everybody's looking at school security nowadays, especially with what's happening in the United States.
Yeah. Tell us the event date, the cost, how even our listeners can
I'll defer to Jose Lopez on that.
Thank you so much. The event is going to be, and this, by the way, this is our fourth event, our first benefit concert, and it's going to be May 4th, started at 5 p.m., and the cost for the tickets is $25. It's a donation of $25, and again, we're talking about great hors d'oeuvres, open bar, and a lot of silent action. Indeed, we received yesterday a wonderful fishing trip for six guests. Also, I mean, a fantastic item to add to our wonderful list of items. And looking forward to see everybody. And if you want to purchase tickets, yeah, feel free to go to our website, www.lhob.org.
And where's the event going to be held?
Direct at American Heritage.
Directly
Broward
at
Campus.
American Heritage Schools.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a wonderful center there, art center.
How much money have you guys raised in the past through these events, if I may ask?
Last year, We raised $65,000. And again, all proceeds goes direct straight to the programs. All costs have been covered by our generous sponsors that are participating at this event again.
And what's the public response to having this event? Do they enjoy it? Do they come to you guys with suggestions for improvement?
Yeah, in my experience, everybody has a great time. A lot of fun. Everyone enjoys dressing up in the theme of the event. And every year it gets better. We're very grateful to the Lauries and American Heritage for providing us with this opportunity. And I think every year it gets a little bit better, like with anything that we do, right? Continuous improvement. And I'm not quite sure how much better it could get, to be honest with you.
As Ellen and Dr. Laurie said before, I mean, the interaction through our partnership over the years have been incredible. And it's not just the event, as Dr. Laurie mentioned before. I mean, for example, American Heritage students provide over 200 hours volunteer work for us. At the same time, we work with them on the pre-engineering, pre-med projects just to solve issues that affect the blind or visually impaired community. So, and interest, and also students that have been helping us as volunteers years later have been turning also to active volunteers here in the Lighthouse, and also donors. I mean, that is, I mean, so many opportunities and results through this wonderful partnership that's already more than 8 years working together.
Ellen, what other additional events do you offer during the year with the Lighthouse of Broward to also raise money, you know, and help expand outreach?
Sure. So we have two signature events. This is one we've been talking about. The first one is the American Heritage Heroes event. And our second one is our Dining in the Dark event, which many lighthouses do some form of. And we're very proud of the growth that we've seen in the participation in that event year over year. And how, you know, charitable the community is when they do come out. We work in conjunction with our local university's optometric program, and their students help guide the guests to their tables and inform them as they're blindfolded where their servings are and what will be prepared. And also we have a contingent of American Heritage classical musicians who come and delight our guests during our cocktail hour. So it's a very fully, it's a really integrated event between us and Heritage, American Heritage, as well as the community at large. We're very proud of that. We definitely have knitted together a family of folks who are very committed to the mission of helping blind people live independently.
And the Lighthouse of Broward must not only do these events and the rehabilitation services, they must also do other fun extracurricular activities for the clients, correct?
Oh, sure. We have a host of social clubs, everything from book club and trivia and just a variety of, I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, I apologize, the blind veterans. We have our local consumer groups, you know, local chapters that have been involved with us for many, many years. And of course, we have events tailored to children and youth throughout the year. We recently had our beeping egg hunt, and we have a snow festival, and we have our, you know, Easter and winter and summer camps. And we also have a lot of events for adults outside of the social club, including a community resource fair that we just held. We had about 15 different vendors and a client appreciation luncheon at the end of the year. And we've just moved into a new facility. So we're anticipating really increasing and enhancing our programs to working age adults as well as seniors.
Is there anything else you all would like to add?
I appreciate the opportunity for letting us on your show. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, I echo Dr. Laurie's sentiments. Thank you so much for your time and your curiosity about what we do down here.
Everyone, this is going to be a fun event. Let's hope everybody signs up. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Before we go, listeners, I welcome your comments on this program. Just visit and like me on Facebook at Speaking Out for the Blind, or follow me on X at Speak Out Blind or Speak Out for the Blind. You can also check out my website, that's speakingoutfortheblind.weebly.com. More information on today's show is posted there. Just look under List of Episodes and Show News tab. And my show archive is at speaking-out-for-blind.pinecast.co. That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
As older adults with vision loss, we understand your fears, your frustrations, and feelings of isolation. The Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss is here to help you as you pursue the independent lifestyle you deserve. For more information, visit www.aavl-blind-seniors.org or call 916-995-3967 for more information. AAVL, a supporter of the ACB Media Network.
Join me, Brian McCallan, on Speaking Out for the Blind. I interview blind newsmakers to inspire the population to go for their dreams. Speaking Out for the Blind airs Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern on ACB Media 1.
California,
Florida,
Iowa,
Texas,
guide dog users,
students,
IT professionals,
government employees.
The American Council of the Blind has members in all 50 states and is actively engaged in a wide variety of activities.
We advocate for the education,
employment, and social inclusion
of all blind and visually impaired Americans.
We publish a monthly magazine.
We hold an annual conference and convention
and operate a multi-channel internet radio station.
Check us out at acb.org. Together, we can do anything.
Hello, this is Dan Spoon, president of the American Council of the Blind. I just want to give a big hip, hip hooray out there to our tremendous membership that does such a great job.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? I'm Brian McKnight for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Give your keys to a friend, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
You're like a dream come true.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The First Amendment reads, "The people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak."
The odds are the person you just heard is an African American.
Because African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
That's twice as likely a stroke could rob you of the freedom to speak your mind.
The freedom to shout from mountaintops.
The freedom to tell your mother you love her.
And it's twice as likely a stroke could take your life.
Therefore, it's twice as crucial for us to do something about preventing a stroke.
Learn how you can help beat the odds.
Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to ACB Media 1, also known as Mainstream, the flagship of the ACB Media Network. The ACB Media Network is a service of the American Council of the Blind. Please visit us at acbradio.org.